KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I am joined by my colleague and banter, Matt Bellany. Hello, Matt.
Hi there.
So the past week sees the exit of Mark Burnett from the now Amazon-owned MGM. Mark Burnett is, of course, the storied reality producer. He still has credits going forward on Survivor, The Voice, and Shark Tank, the shows that just keep going and going and that are not that new. When MGM bought his company several years ago, you know, the hope clearly was that he would continue to generate hits like that. He didn't the entire time that he was at MGM. He was an agent of chaos. He dipped in and out of all sorts of areas, yelled at people, you know, sort of messed around and moved on. And drove out, you know, the top film executive, the top television executive who had brought them their prestige hits, The Handmaid's Tale and Fargo. So he stirred up a lot of trouble. Amazon had no use for him. But, you know, whatever he did at MGM, they managed to sell that company for $8.5 billion, a number that really raised eyebrows in Hollywood. And that closed in February. And now Amazon is moving in and taking full control and figuring out who runs what.
Yeah, and that was the number that mattered. That's all that mattered. That's what MGM had been working toward for a decade under its hedge fund ownership, was a big sale to a big buyer like Amazon, and they got that number. Mark Burnett was never going to be a part of Amazon. There's no way a guy like that would be tolerated within the Seattle Amazon culture. So it was really only a matter of time. I'm actually kind of surprised he lasted this long. The more interesting thing is now we're seeing the Amazon leadership, most notably Mike Hopkins, now try to justify this MGM deal and integrate the assets. And I think all signs are pointing to the fact that there may be a little buyer's remorse here in terms of what they actually got when they bought MGM. They got a franchise in Bond that they don't control. They got a huge library of movies, many of which are encumbered and licensed elsewhere, and they're going to have to claw a lot of that back. The library has been exploited a lot over the years, so it's not like they can just start doing reboots and sequels of the existing library movies. That's kind of already been done for many of the titles. And they've got all these people at MGM that they're going to have to integrate, and it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out.
Yeah, I think that Mike Hopkins will have to justify that. And meanwhile, Jen Psaki, who really comes from television and has been at Amazon for a few years now, but had come from the world of broadcast TV, she's been given full control over both the TV side of MGM and, more importantly, the film side. She has some limited experience in film. I mean, Amazon made Being the Ricardos and acquired some other things and made a few other, the Tender Bar Ben Affleck movie, whatever. But that's not the same as having been immersed in the world of film. So now she's going to have to run that. And it's been taking them a heck of a long time to find someone to function below her in the hierarchy who has, you know, the background in film that a seasoned film executive has.
And this is a great job. I mean, we've seen some reporting in Bloomberg last week that Amazon wants to spend $1 billion on movies, mostly to be released in theaters. And I've talked to people at Amazon that say that the MGM label is going to be their, quote, theatrical style movie label, where they want to make 8 to 10 MGM movies a year and release them in theaters, and they will have decent budgets and be theatrical style movies. This is a good job for someone out there to come in and manage a movie studio. And it's kind of puzzling they haven't been able to find someone after almost 6 months now. And I think the fact that this has been a question of who is going to oversee it, and now it's clear that Jen Psaki, a TV person, is going to oversee it, that has to be a factor that's complicating the search.
Yeah, I think there's been a question of who reports to whom, and that slowed things down, and then it was clarified. But if you're a seasoned film exec, you don't necessarily want to report to someone who you feel doesn't have the experience that you have. And it almost feels like, you know, between Warner saying how many films they're going to make for theatrical and Amazon now saying it for MGM, they're trying to will theatrical back into existence. But I don't know. Can it happen?
Well, the people will decide that ultimately. And 2023 is supposed to be better than 2022, but still 2022 is down about 30% so far this year from the good days, from 2019.
Yeah, it's rough out there. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
That's Matt Bellany, a founding partner of Puck News.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.